Get started. All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Vladimir, would you do the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
It will be my pleasure. Please rise, hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay. Can we get a council roll call, please?
Vladimir Anderson.
Vladimir Anderson, present.
Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico.
Present.
Alexander Gonzalez. Alexander Gonzalez. Alex Maslin. Alex Maslin. Robert McDonald.
Here.
Mario Munoz. Mario Munoz. Marcos Villa.
Present.
Stephanie Wade. And we do have a quorum, Chair.
All right, thank you for that. At this time, do we have any folks from the gallery that would like to address or make public address? Any public comments?
We did not receive any public comments ahead of time, and there are no public attendees at this time.
All right, then let's go ahead and move into item five, action item. AB 361, the review and findings for the government code require us to vote every month to have a meeting. If we vote this month on the 12th, does that put us within 30 days of the next one? Okay, fantastic. So at this time, I'll take a motion from the floor to continue to have virtual meetings. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we continue into our next meeting via teleconference.
Very good. Do we have a second?
A second.
All right. We have a first and a second, or is there any discussion? All right. We'll go ahead and move into a roll call vote, please.
Vladimir Anderson.
Vladimir Anderson, aye.
Eric Duane.
Aye.
Alexis Federico.
Aye.
Alexander Gonzalez, Alex Maslin, Robert McDonald,
yeah,
Mario Munoz, Marcos Villa,
Marcos Villa, aye,
Stephanie Wade,
aye,
and we have majority, Chair.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and move on into executive committee report. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy new virus. I know that a number of us are currently battling it. Not before. Hopefully some of you did enjoy some holiday vacation. I know that my wife and I were able to get away to Tucson this past weekend before we got COVID-ed, I guess, and made it to Tombstone. So I'm your Huckleberry, for those of you who are fans. It was a fantastic, I got to go back. If you've never been, absolutely phenomenal. Other than that, I know that the cemetery bill is moving through at a steady pace. Bobby sent me an update this morning. Thank you for that, Bobby McDonald. That I know that there was Umberg has a bill, but I think that that one is hopefully Umberg will step back and allow this new urgent AB to go ahead and fill that gap and be resolved quickly, because I don't know that the Umberg bill is going to be favorable for us, especially because it still lists the Irvine site. So AB 1595 is the one to watch. I will turn it over to my co-chair, Stephanie. Do you have anything?
The only thing I'd like to ask, who, and I'm sure I can look it up, but who represents Supervisor Bartlett on the board?
Do you mean who was an appointee? Because we represent the veterans. Okay.
True.
Yeah, we don't represent any supervisors, but they do appoint us. Mm-hmm. So that's Bartlett. Does anyone know? It will be Alexis.
Alexis.
There we go. Great.
I will. That makes. Why didn't I know that? I need to reach out to you anyways. I have a training after this, but I will text you. My supervisor that I work for directly, not the one who appointed me. Isn't that confusing? But she used to represent the district that Supervisor Bartlett now represents, and we're about to give $150,000 worth of gift cards to the Veterans Service Office, and they're going to be reaching out on our behalf to veterans who may still be experiencing food insecurity. I know Elena's looking at me like, you're going to kill me, you're going to drop all this on me, but you know, you might want to sort of suggest that to some of the folks you know, in particularly some of the folks in South County. I'm sorry, not in South County, but in it's actually the old District 2, but the area you now represent. So that would include Seal Beach, down to Newport and Costa Mesa. That's all I had.
All right, we'll go ahead and move into the OCVSO update with Erica Dansack.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. So just a few quick updates for the Veterans Service Office. We too have been impacted by COVID. Unfortunately, it's had done quite a number on our staffing. So just as we were getting everyone back to the office 100%, we had to pump the brakes and allow the continued use of telecommuting. And then those staff that were in the office, we actually equipped with remote access, and they are now working from home as well. We do have a skeleton crew still in the office because we have some walk-in services available, particularly those that are coming to get their stamp for the driver's license certification. That service needs to be done in person. So we do have at least a manager and or supervisor on site, as well as a couple of claims reps. But the rest of our staff are working from home. That has impacted our operations a little bit because we have, even though the large majority of our veteran clients are preferring to do their appointments over the phone or FaceTime or Zoom, we still have a small number of clients that prefer to come and have their appointment in person. So we had to contact them in advance of their appointment and say, sorry, unfortunately, your appointment's going to switch to a telephone. And, you know, everyone's been pretty understanding. And obviously, it's for the health and safety of our clients and our staff. So it just feels like deja vu. But we're dealing with it and trying to stay in good spirits. Our numbers in the Big Voice, I'm sure you guys saw that. I think it went out before the New Year holiday. But we served over 2,000 vets in the month. We filed 673 claims. And then the benefits awarded looks like a significant drop from months that we've been reporting, just over $418,000 in awards that were paid out by the VA. Some of that has to do with the college fee waiver. We go through seasons of that. And so those savings aren't necessarily reflected in that number because we're just not in that season right now. So something to watch. But other than that, just a couple of congratulatory announcements. Elena Kim, we also announced in the Big Voice, she is finally state accredited through CalVet. So woohoo! our county veteran service officer is fully accredited. So we've ordered the stamp for her as well. So she'll be able to stamp those DMV forms now too. And then with that said, I just wanted to, you know, not that this is related, but Elena is going to be awarded with the opportunity to provide VSO updates from now on during our OCVAC meetings, if that's okay with you. I think it's an awesome opportunity for her to highlight and showcase the good work that's happening in the office under her leadership. She's, you know, got her bearings. She's been in her position for almost a year now. So I'm going to pass the baton. Part of our succession planning and cross-training is to allow Elena to do these updates from now on. Sound good? All right, that's it for my report.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing. She's definitely ready for that challenge. I went and visited your OCBSO office right at the holiday break. And I took my son in there as well, just to get him online and get him to understand what's after the military. But Elena gave us a tour of the whole facility. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, she knows everything about everything in that facility. So it's well-deserved, well-earned. So thank you for that, Elena. And thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Do we have, I don't see Ben Gales in the room for our CalVet update. No Ben Gales. We'll go ahead and come back if he pops in. OC for vets, no Kevin Alexander, any representative from there. So we'll move into standing committees, item 10. I know that member Maslin is currently on duty and was unable to join us today. So we'll move into item B. Let's see, and Mario Munoz is out as well. So that is it for standing committees. I don't think I have any other folks. So we'll go ahead and move into council comments. At this time, does anyone want to go first? Stephanie?
I'll just share that, we need to really revisit on our ad hoc on a welcome home event. And I should also say that I think Alex Gonzalez, one of the many Alexes, is interested in doing an event that's specific on veterans' mental health and veterans' suicide awareness. And I know that's something I support. So that might be something to agendize, for our next meeting.
That's definitely something to get Kevin Alexander in on as well, because he's just been now tapped as the honcho for that program in Orange County.
So maybe we can get those two to talk a little. I'll reach out to Alex, and get the ball rolling on that. That's all I have.
Sounds great, Vladimir.
No, I just want to thank the staff and the board for the work, and certainly Bobby McDonald's and what Valor is doing for the cemetery. I think it's way overdue. I wouldn't even go into it. But I'm very grateful that we're finally doing something for our veterans here in Orange County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bobby?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep everybody apprised of what's happening with the cemetery. It's moving that kind of fast. I don't want to get into the details on the Umberg bill. But obviously, I'll just put it this way. It was lacking what some of the things that we needed, and politely stated, there were some minefields in there, and we discovered them. So thanks to Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva and Assemblyman Choi, Stephen Choi, for stepping up and using the first day of the return of the legislators to Sacramento, which was last Monday. They got this thing done last Monday. Okay.
Anyway, absolutely brilliant.
They got it done Monday. Yeah. Yesterday or Monday, whenever the Board of Supervisors met, I mean, I'm losing my days now, but they already passed it and that asked to be put, if you read the email I sent out to you, or the flyer attachment, call it what you want. They're asking to be part of the bill, okay, as a sponsor. We also asked them to put us on the fast track so that this would go by pretty fast. So now it's in the hopper, and it's moving right along very, very nicely. The other thing that I want to say, I know we've got COVID on our minds, and the governor just extended the mask mandate to the 16th of February. So it might throw off some stuff, but I do want everyone to know that there's a new exhibit on the second floor of Heroes Hall on the fairgrounds, which is still kind of open and masked up and everything. But there's some new stuff coming in. First of all, Heroes Hall redid the whole top floor, and there's a map when you walk in that they found that they're putting it, it lays it out that we had German prisoner of war members here at the POWs on the fairgrounds at the Army Air Base. We had women wax there also. And then we had a contingency of Buffalo Soldier Station there. We haven't figured out which unit and those kinds of things, but that's up there. And that was on the base during the war in 42 when it was here. There will be an exhibit coming in on the 19th of February called The Right to Fight. It's coming in from Nolan's, the World War II Museum, and that will be here from in February all the way, probably, hopefully till October, but mostly we know it's going to be in September. So with that, that I'm just sharing, that's going to be there, and that'll be, you need to go by and see those exhibits. And there'll probably be some other stuff too, but we still are under heavy guard now with the fairgrounds and the county and all that kind of stuff. But basically, that's kind of it. I do want to make one other comment. We've been very fortunate to VFW in Anaheim. And there was a lot of groups that were meeting in like the VVA, both North and South, the AMVETS, the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and the Paralytic Veterans of America. They have all been meeting in restaurants and stuff. Well, they now have all those groups have now, except for AMVETS, who's going to vote on at the next meeting. They all have moved their headquarters or meeting places to the VFW in Anaheim, post 3173. So that's the home base for a lot of the veterans organizations in the county. That's all I have.
That's great. A lot of information there. Thank you, Bobby. Marcos, I know you have something foremost on your mind.
Dude, thank you for that, Eric. And Bobby, thanks for all the great work you're doing out there. Really happy to hear about all the good work going on at the VFW. And had a chance to check out the cemetery. I mean, it was really a beautiful occasion. It was a really good time out there. Had a chance to bring my partner out there too. It was really a good time. If anybody wants a copy of the content that we created from it, we got a nice shot of the flag being folded out. But Bobby, you know, thank you so much for everything that you and your team got going on out there. It's a whole lot of action, a whole lot of good movement for the community.
The classy move was you with your drone. You brought the drone out. That's the classy move. You know, that's the thing everybody wants to see.
Yeah. I did nothing but play with the toy.
But it did its job.
It did its job. It certainly did. It's good to be part of the cohort. So I did also want to bring up that the company that I'm the director for, New Vista Career Academy, we are currently hiring, and I have a veteran incentive, of course. I want to make sure that we're hiring as many vets as we can. So I just want to get that word out there. If anybody in here knows of any vets who might be looking for work, we are a special ed organization, and our focus is to go and to help young adults who have special needs find employment with meaning and value. And so, I know that hits home for a lot of our veterans, and I do have to share that we've already hired 5 veterans. Veterans tend to do well in this line, being able to really be able to get their best skills out there, mentoring, technical skill training, and it's a good opportunity for our veterans to be able to connect back to the community, and we can help out with integration. I have a peer support specialist on staff, and along with that, if we have any veterans who might have any special needs, I want to see how we might be able to make something work. I have full-time and part-time available, and our starting rate is at $18 an hour. I'm already working with Eric Ensley at the VSO office, so I'm sure that the VSO is already well familiar with the program. However, I do want to make sure just to get it back out there, we're hiring. If you know anybody, it doesn't have to be a veteran, but we do have a veteran focus. If you can help out with sharing that word, it'll be much appreciated, and thank you to everyone.
And you got a brand new flagpole too. I love it.
That's right. And just this last year, Bobby made it out to help to give us the blessing. So when I started at the program 4 years ago, we did not have a flagpole. And I knew that there would be no way that I can ever get any other veterans to want to work at a school without a flagpole. So we've been working adamantly to get that job done. And fortunately, through the collaboration of our veteran community, we were able to make that mission work. We had a veteran sponsor cover the cost. We brought veterans in from the community, being able to connect our veterans with our clients. So everybody's learning how to play in the mud. We're teaching kids how to be able to mix cement. And then, you know, Bobby came in for the official raising of the flag, gave us an outstanding speech, really inspired the school to want to seek opportunities in supporting the veteran community. And since Bobby's visit, New Vista School, the high school that we're a part of, has asked for ways that we might be able to have special ceremonies at least once a year in recognition of our veteran community. And Bobby, thanks so much for bringing that up. Definitely want to hit you up and see how we can make a round two. We got some holidays ahead of us. I know trying times today. However, we will get through this. We will grow stronger. We'll be bigger, and we will be more efficient and ready to serve our community. And thank you again, Bobby. I mean, this guy is everywhere. You know, our little flag at the school, all the way to the cemetery in your the other side of the county. It's appreciated. Thank you, Bobby, and thank you again to the team.
All right, thank you for that, Marcos. Alexis.
Well, I can't be the only council member that doesn't thank Bobby, so I do it a lot personally, but thank you for all the hard work. Excited about the cemetery excited for 2022 and all the great work everyone is going to do for veterans. So that's all.
All right, and if there are no further parting words, I think that wraps us up for today, folks. Thanks everyone for attending. Getting quorum is absolutely vital, especially now with the new version of COVID, so that we can continue to meet and do great things with our veteran community. And always remember, have you helped a veteran today?
Yeah.
Bobby has. All right.